Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Tuesday, September 6, 2016. With me today, Dave Hamilton. How are you, Dave?
I'm well today. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Excellent. And it's great to have you here. It's also great that Casper is our sponsor today. And I'm pretty stoked about that. We'll talk about them soon. But before we do that, you know, we might as well just jump right in. And Dave, you know, I think it's safe to say we're both looking for good deals where we can find them.
Always.
Yes. And
not just at casper.com/TDO.
That's right. That's right. So there's a deal that Apple has now. And what they're doing is offering a gift card that you can buy for Apple Music. And it costs $99 and it's a full year subscription. So if you're paying regular price, just like an individual, like I'm doing right now, that's $9.99 a month. So I'm paying about $120 a year for an Apple Music subscription. But that's now right. I can go to an Apple store and pick up one of these cards for $99, and I'm paying for 12 months up front.
That's interesting. So it's $99.99, just to be accurate. Isn't that right? Or is it just $99 flat?
That's a good question. I thought it was just $99 flat, but...
I think you're right. It's $99 flat. So the reason I was thrown off is there's actually two types of cards that are being sold, at least on the PayPal store, which is another place to get it and a place that you can get it electronically because it's email delivery. And the PayPal store, you're right. It's $99 for a 12-month subscription and $29.97 for a 3-month subscription. So no discount there, but a gift card nonetheless that you could just give somebody 3 months of Apple Music if you so chose.
All right. Well, okay, that's nice. But still the nicer thing is $99 for a year's subscription.
That's 2 months free.
That's 2 months free. Now, if you've never been an Apple Music subscriber before and you sign up now and use one of those cards, you get 3 months free, then 2 months that you don't have to pay for because you've gotten the discount. So that's like 5 months free.
That's right.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to pick up one of the physical cards, you have to go into Apple's retail stores.
So you can't order a physical card online. Is that correct?
Correct. And Apple is not selling them themselves online. You have to go to Walmart, Best Buy, or PayPal right now to pick them up online.
Right. That's a good deal. We should point out that at this moment, this is only for individual plans of Apple Music. If you are someone that wants a family plan, this does not apply near as we can tell. So there is no, 12-month discount for a family plan. Otherwise, I'd be all over it.
Oh, I'm sure.
But the family plan is much cheaper per person than the individual plan is, right? I mean, if you've got...
Well, that's assuming you have, what is it, 6 people max?
Well, even 2 people on a family plan is cheaper per person, right? Because the family plan is $14.99 a month.
Oh, right. Yeah, that would be cheaper because the deal through the gift card is $8.25 a month.
Right. That's right. Yeah, yeah. So you're still cheap. If you have 2 people in your family or more, it gets much cheaper. And this feeds my, I don't want to call it a conspiracy theory. I mean, because I don't think there's a conspiracy here, although I guess it could be argued there is. But it certainly feeds my theory that $10 a month is too high for the average consumer to pay for streaming music.
You've mentioned this before.
Yeah, and I'm not alone in this. There's a lot of people in the industry that have been talking about this, but yeah, I think, I personally think somewhere in the $3 to $5 a month range is the right number for most people. And it's interesting, a conversation that I had almost a year ago with Tom Cullen, one of the 4 founders of Sonos, while I was out there in Santa Barbara, he said the same thing, that, you know, $3 to $5 a month is where he sees it going. And that's interesting because Sonos saw streaming music as a viable option way before anybody else really did. Mm-hmm. And in fact, they bet their whole company on it. And it paid off, but it didn't pay off for a while. So when those guys talk about streaming music, I start to pay attention, because they seem to have some insight, in that realm. But yeah, I see this as a way of Apple lowering that price for the individual user without breaking, you know, the advertised, but it's $10 a month kind of thing. It's interesting to me.
Well, and it does get the average person a little bit closer, excuse me, to that $5 magic price point, which coincidentally is what you pay if you are a student.
That's the thing. And I also believe that they will not raise that price when people change their life status from student to non-student. I think once you're in that pricing as a student, that will remain your pricing until you cancel.
It wouldn't surprise me if you're right.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, Apple will offer us these special discount things, and maybe eventually they'll get all of us down to that $5.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it was Apple that first could offer the family pricing where they do, which is odd because Spotify is at least partially owned by most of the labels, and Spotify didn't do it. I think the labels want these experiments to be at arm's length. And mm-hmm. So Apple is the perfect partner to do those experiments. Right. And here it is again. So,
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And it's good it's good for Apple, certainly, to get people locked into 12 months of Apple Music and throw in a discount, even if Apple is subsidizing it. It's, you know, at some level, I don't know what the deal on the back end looks like, but, but, you know, building up the user base, that's key at this point for them.
So. Sure. And it just locked me into a year because I'm going to go to the Apple store and pick up a card and that's, I'm going to pay for the next 12 months of service.
That's right. I will point out for people that either don't want to do the card or want a discount on a family plan, the buying, and you have to look for these deals, but we've got an article that'll show you how, that we can put in the show notes. Finding deals on iTunes gift cards can save you up to 20%, and that's the... although, I guess, have we seen 25% off on iTunes gift cards? I don't think we have.
I don't think it's just
20%. Yeah, so this isn't an Apple Music gift card. This is just an iTunes store gift card that could be used for app purchases, subscriptions like Apple Music, but also like Netflix and Hulu and all of that stuff. Fairly regularly, I would say 3, maybe 4 times a year, we see PayPal gifts selling them $80 for a $100 gift card. So you pay $80, and then you use that, you apply that gift card to your account, and boom, all your subscriptions go to it. So you can get your family plan at 20% off, which is typically what I do, as long as I can buy the cards. I'm actually getting a little low. I need another juice up. But
all right. So if anyone hears of any deals for iTunes cards, let Dave know.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, did I mention our sponsor today is Casper?
You did.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad I did that because I'm pretty pleased that they are sponsoring us. Casper is the company that makes these really great mattresses where they found the right kinds of foam, mixed them together, you know, sandwiched them together in just the right way to give you a bed that feels really good, but doesn't feel like a regular foam mattress. So you don't like sink into it and get stuck and you don't get hot. And it feels like a mattress designed by humans for humans to actually sleep in. Unlike most mattresses that I have used where it feels like they're designed by machines that have never experienced human anything ever. Anyhow, the point is they make these really good mattresses that I've been very pleased with. I've been sleeping on a Casper mattress for at least 2 years now, maybe? At least 2 years now. And it's been fantastic. It's made a huge difference in my sleep patterns for the better. And for me, that's a big thing right there. That was worth the price, no matter what they cost. And the great thing is they don't cost that much. So if you were to go and pick up what I have, the queen size mattress at a store, and so you'd be picking up some competitor's mattress, it's going to cost you over $1,000 most likely. But the mattress that I have costs $850. And they can keep the price low because they don't need to have a showroom. They actually mail you your mattress. So when you order something, it just comes to you right to your door. You don't even have to pay shipping. And they can keep costs lower because they don't have to maintain this big warehouse thing with all this extra inventory. So it's a pretty cool deal all the way around. And I love the experience of getting the mattress out of the box because it showed up and I was certain I had ordered the wrong thing because the box was far too small. And then it was like Timeless technology. The mattress comes out and all of a sudden I have this queen size mattress in my room and you just can't imagine how it actually fit in the box. It's pretty awesome. So what you need to do is go pick up a Casper mattress. And to do that, you go to casper.com/TDO. And then use the discount code TDO, and you're going to get $50 off your mattress, which is pretty awesome. So the $850 mattress that I have will cost you $800 delivered right to your door. That's a beautiful thing. So go hit their website, casper.com/TDO. Use the discount code TDO, and hopefully you'll be sleeping much better soon, just as I am. Thank you, Casper, for being our sponsor. Okay, so Dave.
Yeah.
Another thing that I wanted to talk about today before we wrap up. There's this New York Times report that's talking about J.K. Scheinberg, and he's just one part of this report, and they're talking about him and saying that he is a victim of age discrimination through Apple. And the backstory is he is the guy that helped make OS X work on Intel. So he's the guy that helped guide Steve Jobs through getting us off PowerPC and onto Intel processors so that we could have the far more powerful Macs that we have today.
So he's an engineer.
He's an engineer. He's a okay. Really smart guy.
You're right. Yeah. And not just an engineer, but one with a little bit of pedigree.
Yes. And he spent over 20 years at Apple and then he retired. And during his retirement, he's decided that he needs a little something to do. So he went to the Apple store, whatever local Apple store he wanted to go to, and applied for a job at the Genius Bar. Okay. And he didn't get the job. So the implication that the New York Times is making is that he is a victim of age discrimination.
And that's a leap.
That's a big leap. To me, it seems more likely that because of who he is and what he has done, he is so overqualified for the job at the Genius Bar that he just didn't fit. So he didn't get a job.
Yeah, okay. So that's right. Didn't fit being overqualified. That makes sense. I know that the Genius Bar wants people with less experience as opposed to more, right? And if they want people with more experience, my understanding is they want people that have customer service experience in solving problems like that. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, as someone that has run certainly pre-Genius Bar and even pre-Best Buy Geek Squad group of we'll call them technicians. We'll call them nerds because it was a company I had called Computer Nerds, where we had lots and lots of these people in the field when I was down in Austin. Mm-hmm. Engineers made horrible nerds. They had one way to solve the problem. It was the right way. And I'm generalizing here. I'm not saying all engineers, but a lot of the engineers that I ran into when we started the company, we had it was not the greatest job market in Austin. So we had a lot of really good people coming in, but we had a lot of a big talent pool to pull from. That changed as things evolved in Austin, and it made it a lot harder to find people. We had to start paying to advertise our openings. But when we started, I could just put a note out on whatever it was, the Austin news group, the Usenet news group, and I would just get flooded with resumes. And initially, I did the same thing. I brought some engineers in because I was like, great, and even hired some and got horrible reviews from customers. So it's possible, and I don't know this guy, right? But
yeah, and
but
I don't know him either.
Yeah, that his customer service skills aren't where Apple needs them. He certainly, you know, the experience of porting or not porting, but moving the Mac to Intel. I mean, it was OS X, or, you know, Next Step was already running on Intel prior to that. But moving it to Intel, that doesn't necessarily mean he had any interaction with customers or any opportunity to develop customer service skills.
Yeah.
So there's that too. I'm speculating, but I'm doing nothing different than what the New York Times did, speculating that this was 100% age discrimination. And part of the reason that I'm as defensive as I am about this is I've been in the Genius Bar several times over the last few years, and I have had geniuses that are certainly much older than me help me out. So, and this guy's what? He was 54, it says, when he retired in 2008. So he's 60, 61, depending on, you know, when his birthday is. Mm-hmm. That's not, I mean, I've had 60 plus year old geniuses, I guarantee it.
Yeah, and the Apple store that's closest to me, 29th Street Mall store in Boulder, the Genius Bar is mostly younger people, but if you look at the demographics for what's around here, those are the people you're going to find to hire, because Boulder, regardless of what anyone may think, is ultimately a college town. So
sure.
You tend to have a younger crowd anyhow. But there, in other stores that I've been in, sure, I have worked with been helped by
right
geniuses that are older than I am. And I'm just really having a hard time buying the age discrimination thing here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe that's what happened. But this is a big leap to make on the information that we have.
Right. And by the nature of what this is, meaning a job hiring process, we're not going to get information from Apple, because that's not stuff they can share.
No, they never, they can't. That's right. Right. And they shouldn't. But, right, you know, one other data point to remember is how low the Genius Bar wages are in comparison to other jobs out there. You know, there's a lot of people that start out at the Genius Bar and then leave there and start their own businesses or do something different because they need or want to make more money. So typically, and again, this is generalizing, but typically a lower paying job is going to attract single people, people that can afford to take a lower paying job. And therefore that often, and we're generalizing here, is younger mm-hmm. people. So when you walk into the Genius Bar and you see younger people, there are people that can work for the lower wages that Apple is paying at the Genius Bar.
Yep. And the weird hours that come along with the retail job.
That too. That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all that said, it's not a retiree is also a perfect candidate for that in many cases. And I've seen that in fact, where, you know, but in this case, this guy wasn't fit for the job. I wouldn't jump to age discrimination. In fact, that would be the last place I would go, given the evidence that I've seen in various Genius Bars.
Yeah, me too. So Dave, I guess what that means is that if we ever decide we need a career change, we are probably still eligible for Genius Bar. For whatever that's worth.
Yeah, maybe. Sure. There you go. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we're out of time, so we need to wrap up.
Works for me.
Thank you so much for being here, Dave.
Yeah, my pleasure. This is a fun one.
Yeah, this was loads of fun. And Casper, thank you for being our sponsor today. Listeners, head over to their website, casper.com/TDO, and order yourself a mattress. Use that discount code TDO and get $50 off, because you deserve discounts. And I really love my mattress. So go pick yours up. And listeners, thank you so much for being here. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.